Gotcha. The man screamed. It was more high-pitched than I'd expected a 300-pound dude packing 245s and covered in gang tattoos to make. He probably wouldn't have normally reacted this way to an unarmed brunette woman, but lots of his buddies had gone missing lately, and the word was out on the street that bad shit had happened to them. The few that reappeared had stories. Stories that were making grown men wet their pants. I consulted my pocket-sized notebook, licking my index finger as I flipped through the pages. Let's see. Here we go. Damien Merez. 5 counts of armed robbery, 2 first-degree assaults, and an animal cruelty. The man backed away from me until his ass hit the crumbling brick of the condemned South Street building.
No convictions. I ain't got no convictions.
I stuffed the notepad back into the rear pocket of my jeans. Do I look like the fucking police to you? I don't give a shit about convictions. All I care about is you're in my territory, and your credit sucks giant donkey balls. Dude, the repo man is after you, Citibank is after you, the Motor Vehicle Administration is after you, your ex-wife is after you. So now I'm after you. Pay your fucking bills, and I might be willing to overlook the armed robbery and assault. But not the animal cruelty. That just pisses me off even more.
I'll pay, he screamed. Just don't kill me.
And now his pants were wet. Great. I hated having to transport guys who'd peed themselves. It was damn near impossible to get that stench out of my clothing. I'm not going to kill you. There's too much fucking paperwork involved in that, I huffed in exasperation. Trust me, I'd like nothing more than to fly you up and drop you. I've gotten pretty good at hitting targets if I keep it under 500 feet in the air. Bet I could get you to splat on top of the Carillon in Baker Park if I tried. Ugh, I shouldn't have mentioned that. Now there was a hideous odor combined with the urine smell. Better get this over with before he added vomit into the mix. I revealed my wings, my enormous matte black wings, and shook them slightly to rearrange the feathers. I didn't need my wings out to teleport, but it added interest to the stories they told if and or when they made it back. The guy slid down the brick wall and prayed in another language. Come on, dude. Let's get a move on. I walked over and picked him up by one arm. Damn, motherfucker was heavy. I mean, I'm a demon, and I still had to put some back into it to get him to his feet. His panicked eyes were doing a rapid back and forth between me and my wings. Burrell? Knarr? Or Prentice, Mississippi? I asked. As if he had a choice. As if I had a choice. Teleportation was a new skill that came with my wings and my pseudo-angel status. I had no idea where the fuck I'd end up. And getting back wasn't exactly a cakewalk either. Still, the man managed to pull it together enough to reply.
Prentice?
Yep, because getting back from there would be a whole lot easier than Haiti or Cambodia. Bayou and crawfish it is, buddy. I tugged the guy's arm again and jerked back as 2 darts flew past my face and lodged into the brick wall beside him. Not darts. Barbs. The red brick turned blue in an expanding circle around them. Merez's reflexes kicked in and he ducked, using my outspread wings as cover. I heard a rush of air and another dart hit the wall, but not before tearing through one of my wings. Holy fuck, that hurt. Not just physically, either. That sharp missile punched right through my spirit being with pain that would take a day or more to recede and leave a scar that would never go away. Numbness followed the pain, spreading like the blue on the brick throughout my wing. So much for flying. Until this wore off, I was one-winged. Another dart hit the wall, missing me. I tried to conceal my wings, but the combination of pain and numbness meant all I could do was tuck them behind me to keep them from being such a gigantic target. Merez was probably long gone. I headed in the direction I'd seen him run, jumping behind a dumpster just in time to hear the ping of something sharp hitting the metal side.